welcome or welcome back to Homeowner AF, the Canadian First Time Home Buying Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Goslin. I'm a mortgage agent and educator, and I serve folks all across Canada through home financing and mortgages. Okay, let's jump right into today's episode. And if you are not driving, if you can, close your eyes and imagine something for me. You are about to purchase your first home. You've saved your down payment. You know what the carrying costs of a house will be. You kind of know what you can afford. You've gotten pre-approved with a bank, and now you're going to look for the best mortgage rate. Open your eyes. What were you about to do? Well, there could be a couple of things that you were about to do, and one of them might be typing into your search engine, best mortgage rates Canada. Now, this is what a lot of folks do, and a lot of my clients come to me already knowing what their quote-unquote best rate is. Some of my clients have actually already went ahead and filled out applications at multiple lenders so that they can ensure they are getting the best rate. And while this seems to be a conscientious consumer trying to get the very best deal for this massive purchase, it actually isn't the best way to go about getting the best rate for your mortgage. The first reason why you're going to want to steer clear of going directly to a lender is because if you have a little bit of perspective and you look at the situation, the representatives that you speak to through the lender actually work for the lender. So although they are operating ethically and they'll likely give you a good service, they are not operating in your best interest, and you are not necessarily getting the best deal because you don't have a professional to advocate for you. Enter the independent mortgage agent, who is actually a licensed professional and somebody who will be alongside to guide you throughout the entire process. Your mortgage agent will also ensure that you steer clear of mortgage products that aren't appropriate for you and that you end up in your best fit mortgage. So here's the kicker and the part that you may not want to hear. Your best fit mortgage is not necessarily the very lowest rate that you've seen. Firstly, you may not qualify for that low interest rate. This could be due to your credit score, due to your debt ratios, the type of property that you're interested in purchasing, or self-employed income. Beyond qualifying for that low interest rate, though, I'd urge you to read the very fine print on any loan that is advertising an interest rate that is well below all of its competitors. And working with a mortgage agent, you'll have a professional by your side to ensure that you don't get into any sticky situations that you may regret later. The second reason why you don't want to shop around for your own mortgage rate is because all of those lenders that you apply for a mortgage with will all require you to have a credit pull done. And to quote you on a rate, they do need to pull your credit because your score actually unlocks certain credit products and interest rates. So it is absolutely necessary that a lender pulls your credit. Now, multiple credit pulls could actually hurt that credit score that you've worked so hard to boost and maintain. But by visiting your mortgage agent or broker, you have one credit pull done, and then you get access to all of their lenders, absolutely all of them, within the next 30 days, which means that you have one credit hit instead of the multiple when you're rate shopping by yourself. Beyond getting your best rate on the mortgage and protecting your credit with just the one credit pull, there's actually so many value adds to using a mortgage agent versus just going into a financial institution and having your mortgage arranged that way. In my mind, the biggest advantage to using a mortgage agent to arrange your mortgage is that you have support post-close. This means that when you pick up the phone and you call my cell phone number, it's still going to be me on the other side of the line next year, in 2 years, in 3 or 5 years when you're renewing, and we have a connection and also a rapport. We also have an open line of communication, which is going to be very important heading into the next couple years. We've seen inflation skyrocket, and as a result, we've had 10 consecutive rate hikes from the Bank of Canada to the overnight lending rate. Now, if you are a first-time home buyer, this may not be affecting you as a current mortgage holder, but once you do lock into likely a fixed rate, then you're going to want to monitor the market to see what the cost is to break that mortgage if you'd like to switch into a variable rate to capitalize on some savings, or you may opt for a variable mortgage and you want to make sure that you are looking at the market and seeing what's going on so that should things change and rates rise again, you can quickly lock into a fixed rate. And I'll add here that this service is at no cost to you. Typically, when you are getting your mortgage agent is going to be paid by the lender when the mortgage funds. So the client themselves does not pay out of pocket for the mortgage to be arranged. The last reason that I'm going to share today for using a mortgage agent to arrange your mortgage is the flexibility that it allows you as the consumer. So not only am I as a mortgage agent available outside of the 9-to-5 that your bank or lender would be open, also the availability of product and the range of product that I as a mortgage agent have access to. So that means I have access to, yes, the big banks, also monoline lenders who deal only in mortgages, also alternative products if you are self-employed and not claiming all of your income on income tax, or if you have a unique income situation, there is a whole suite of products that's available to you, as well as the private mortgage financing space. And with those products, you have somebody who is going to explain all of the pros and cons, all of the savings, and all of the costs of each mortgage product. I've said it once, and I will say it again, folks. Knowledge is power, and it can really expedite your home ownership journey or your investing journey if you're a current homeowner. And on that note, I will leave you here. And if you found any value in today's episode, please give me a 5-star rating and leave a review. This is how people find the show and get educated and empowered with the knowledge necessary to become wealth builders through home ownership. Go ahead and follow me at Brianna Galls and Mortgages. And if you'd like to start your home ownership journey, reach out at the contact information in the show notes. This has been Homeowner AF, the Canadian first-time home buying podcast. And thank you for listening.